I'd like to call to order the Ways and Means Committee hearing. We do have a quorum. Representative Kahn, would you like to move the minutes?
The minutes are in wonderful shape, and I would move them.
All right. Representative Kahn moves the minutes from Tuesday, April 22nd. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motions are approved as distributed. The next item on the agenda is Representative Carlson's House File 2903 or Senate File 71.
Yes.
2175.
Madam Chair, this deals with the purchase of land. And what I'd like to do is move Senate File 2175, the second engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register. And then I do, Madam Chair, have a an amendment, and I would like to move the amendment and then put the bill in the shape that we would present it.
All right. Senator, or Representative Carlson moves Senate File 2175 and then would also like to move the amendment. Would that be the A3 amendment, Representative
yes.
Carlson? Representative Carlson moves the A3 amendment to get the bill in the shape you'd like to discuss.
And in working with the interested parties, maybe by just a quick background to put the amendment in context, we're treating Minscu and some of the other state agencies the same way we do DNR relative to the purchase of land and other buildings and so on. Minscu expressed an interest that the law, which would put a cap of 10% above the appraised value of the land, smaller purchases of less than $100,000. So the amendment covers that part of it. And then we would ask that the appraisals be done by licensed appraisers that have licensure and knowledge in the field of the type of property that would be purchased. So if it was industrial property or residential, the criteria is different in terms of the licensing process. So that's essentially the amendment, Madam Chair, so I'd move the amendment.
All right. Members, are there any questions on the A3 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Amendment is adopted.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Carlson.
Going through the bill then, and the Chair would be familiar with this, but currently in my role as Chair of Ways and Means Committee, I'm asked to provide an advisory recommendation before state agencies or the higher ed systems enter into land purchases, land exchanges, or do major construction. While this bill came out of one encounter with one agency, it isn't a referendum on them. Instead, it made me aware of what I believe is a gap in the law that would allow state taxpayers to be held hostage in certain land purchases. During one review, a state entity was proposed to purchase a piece of property for a price significantly higher, $275,000 with $50,000 being allowed for demolition, than both the estimated market value, $64,000, and the appraised value of $124,000. The higher rate was due to the fact that the parcel in question was critical to the building of the project, and the owner knew it and was holding out for the highest price. And it involved one entire city block. And this is the Minscu system I'm referring to, and they had purchased all but the last remaining piece of property, and the owner was asking for, and had negotiated then a price way above what the value of that property was. That had me interested then in bringing a bill forward to put some restrictions like we do DNR, where they can make a purchase and go 10% above the appraised value. Now, an example of where we had to deal with that couple of sessions ago, we did purchase land for State Park on Lake Vermilion, and DNR wasn't able to negotiate that with the 10% cap, so they came back to the legislature. And that was a difficult purchase because that involved 5 miles of lakeshore on a pristine lake and so on, and U.S. Steel was the owner, and so they weren't able to arrive at an agreement with the 10% cap. But they did come here. We did make an adjustment in that case, but they're still under the law that it would be a 10% cap above the appraised value. By the way, I actually went over and I looked at that piece of property. When you do provide alternatives, that can influence the price. I'll just tell you another story. Years ago, when I chaired the Education Division of Appropriations, we authorized the building of a science building at Winona State. They were going to build it across the street from the current campus. And there was this double bungalow or duplex that all of a sudden was historic and high value, and I just happened to be in Winona, and I took a look at it, and it didn't fit the description at all. I'll just say that. So I told the state university system at the time, this was before Minsky, I said, tell them that the committee chair doesn't want you to build off the campus, the current confines. It should be built on the campus, and all of a sudden that landowner was willing to negotiate a much better price when it was realized that there was an alternative. And ultimately they built the building where they originally wanted it, but the landowner, and Representative Pawlowski is here, he probably knows exactly where that building is. But when you do provide an alternative or a cap, sometimes it helps in the negotiation from the state's perspective. So with that, I would stop with the presentation of the bill, and if anybody has any questions, be willing to take questions on it. But those are a couple of examples. Well, I feel we need some more guidance. By the way, there's another one that we are currently looking at involving a parcel in Rochester that on the face of it appears to be way above what the appraised value might be, but I don't want to use that one as a hard example at this point because we're asking the university for more information. And remember, those are just recommendations that I make as chair. But they do listen if you say you don't make a recommendation, you know, to what your thoughts are on those purchases. And, Madam Chair, I'm sure you signed many of those letters when you were chair.
Yes, thank you. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Carlson, I'm curious. There's a provision. I don't know if it's a DNR policy or if it's actually in statute that requires a second appraisal if the property is going to have a value of over, I believe it's $3 million. Do you know, will this fall under that too? In other words, if one of the campuses was going to buy a large parcel, would they be required to have the second appraisal also? Or is that maybe just a DNR policy? I should know, but I don't.
Representative Carlson.
Madam Chair, I think that's just a DNR policy. Our exemption here is anything below 100, they can go up. 100,000, they can go above the 10%. Anything above that would require a certified appraisal. I'd have to double check if that, maybe staff knows what it would require, two or one. We're going to check the statute, I guess, but.
Madam Chair.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Representative Carlson, I would just think it might be something that we could think about if it's not in statute, but I know it was used successfully by the DNR on an appraisal that where one was, when they ended up getting a second certified one, it was substantially different and saved, in this case, it was $1 million, if I remember right, or more. Actually, it was multiple millions. Went from 14 to 11 million. So if it's not in statute, I don't know that Minsky buys very many $3 million plus purchases, but it might be a thought if it's not in the statute.
When Representative Carlson.
Madam Chair, at my notes here, it may apply because my notes say it applies the same process for state entities to follow in establishing an impartial appraisal purchase price that applies to DNR, but we'll double check to make that clear. My initial reaction, if we're only requiring one, is that we probably should require two, and I would take care of that as it moves forward, but we'll see what they have to say, Madam Chair.
Ms. Dyson is, I guess, preparing to respond here, so welcome to the committee.
Madam Chair and Representative Carlson, the bill language is standalone, so it doesn't, even though it's based originally on the DNR statute, which is what we originally looked at, it doesn't require a second appraisal over a certain amount. So if that would be desired, that would be something that would be needed to be added.
Yeah. Representative Carlson.
Madam Chair, that was my initial reaction, but I just wasn't sure. I don't think that's a bad idea to require a second appraisal, quite frankly. If the bill moves forward, that's something I'd take a good look at.
All right, thank you. Any additional questions?
Well, Madam Chair, then I would renew my motion that House File
Senate File 2175
or Senate File, excuse me,
second engrossment as amended.
You recommended to pass and placed in the general register. Thank you.
I think as much as I'd like to support your verbiage, I guess we're not supposed to be saying to recommend it to pass anymore.
That's right.
So I think your motion would be that Senate File 2175, the second engrossment as amended, be recommended to place on the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And,
thank you.
You know, I do want to take this opportunity while you're in the chair to thank you for your service on the committee. I'm not sure if this is our last meeting or not. We still have the bonding bill that's out there, but we do have a couple of vehicles that are also outside the committee. So this may or may not be our last meeting, but Representative Holberg, I do want to thank you for your service in the legislature generally and on this committee in particular.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. And then next we have Representative Carlson for Senate File 2449, if he'll come down. I believe he's it.
Erickson,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what?
That's right. You know, I'm trying to get used to these. My wife and the doctor have a disagreement on, the doctor does not want me to wear glasses, but she did say maybe I should buy a few cheaters or pair of cheaters. I bought 3 pair at Costco. That's just the nature. I'm going through this eye adjustment and so on, and so my wife says, oh, you've got to get some glasses. So the ophthalmologist, she said, I know what you do in the legislature, and I don't want you to get mixed up on any of those numbers. So she said, maybe you should buy these pair of cheaters just in case. So, but I wore glasses. Maybe I've told this story before, but my high school basketball coach said back in my sophomore, junior year, he said, Lynn, I think you need to get your eyes examined. And I thought he meant that I'd missed too many shots. I thought I'd had a good game. And he said, no, you're squinting when you shoot. So I wore glasses from my sophomore year. I'm in my 70s now, and just a couple of years ago had eye surgery, and the doctor said you'll no longer need glasses, but I'm going through this period of adjustment. So it almost reminds me when I put these on, the first day in school after I got glasses, I was sitting near the back of the room, and I just sort of quietly, you know, put them on so the other kids wouldn't see me. So I'm kind of revisiting my sophomore, junior year in my social studies class. But all of a sudden, when I put them on, you know, you could read the blackboard. It made a difference.
I remember.
But at any rate, we do have the lands bill up before us, and So the chair moves that Senate File 2449, the second engrossment, be recommended to be placed on the general register. So that motion is to get the bill before the committee, and we do have several amendments to the bill. Do you want to kind of go over the bill or take the amendments to get it in the order that you would like and then go over the bill, Representative Erickson? Most often we take the amendments to get it in the order that the author would like, but I'll give you that choice.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is the lands bill relating to natural resources, modifying disposition of certain land and revenue, adding to, deleting from. It's fairly standard. We're working off the Senate file. The House file had some policy language that was not found to be acceptable in the Senate. I have one. The A1 amendment is a very technical amendment. Basically, it deletes all of the effective days of final enactment and standardizes it into one effective date on the bottom. You want me to go one at a time?
Well, we'll adopt them one at a time. So, Representative Erickson, the chair moves the A1 amendment. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. That brings us down then to there's the A6 amendment. The chair moves the A6 amendment. Representative Erickson, if you could explain that one. That's the Kitson County one.
Yes. The A6 amendment is in Lake Bronson State Park in Kitson County. There is a private subdivision, and the DNR has acquired about a dozen plots that they would like to offer for sale. There was an additional line placed in there that proceeds of land sales under this section may be used only to acquire property within Lake Bronson State Park. There's a couple of Bible camps up there with some considerable acreage that they would like to purchase, and so any money that they see from the sale of these plats will be used within that park.
Okay, any discussions? Representative Houseman.
Mr. Chair, on each of these land sales things, I always just like to hear from the author that that the DNR has approved each of them. So, I mean, they don't need to come down as long as we can just...
DNR is totally fine with all of these, yes.
Yeah, and I, Representative Houseman, on this particular one, did double-check with DNR personally, and they said that they do support the amendment. So any further discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. This brings us down to the A3 amendment. This is the Lake of the Woods amendment. So the chair will move the amendment. Representative Erickson.
Again, very standard. There's a couple of lots and parts of that the DNR is fine with in the county selling them and getting them on the tax rolls. Remember one... talking about one area there, the DNR actually went down and counted all the trees that were in this little park to make sure that the value of that land was going to be acceptable. So very routine, and the DNR is fine with.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. The next amendment is one by Representative Gunther. There he is. Representative Gunther.
Mr. Chairman, I will move S2449A4 amendment. This is about a restaurant being able to own part of the lakeshore, a very narrow part of the lakeshore, 165 feet long, so they can have a boat landing and have people put their boat, dock their boat I should start off a little earlier. I'll embellish this a little like the chairman did. Fairmont has five lakes within the city limits, and many people all summer long are going from place to place with their boats. And they think by having a boat landing and being able to have people walk up to their restaurant would improve their business. They just started business. They bought a tax forfeit restaurant, and they're doing very well. And I think this will help their business and help them continue to do well. So with that, this is a DNR approved this. They are think it's a very appropriate to have the county be able to get tax money from that parcel of land.
Representative Erickson?
The author is fine with that addition.
Okay, the motion then is before us. Any further discussion? You seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Houseman has an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move the A5. And this is state bond funded property, and conveyance must get 81 votes as the original did, and so it will be in our bill at the back of the bill.
Now, this would deal with, if this isn't done, the other issue is that capital bills have to originate in the House, right. And this is a Senate file, so it would need to come out for really for two reasons. So any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. So I will renew my motion that Senate File 2449, the second engrossment as amended, be recommended to be placed on the general register. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
And as I mentioned earlier, when I finished presenting the bill that I had, I'm not sure if this is our last meeting or not. In case it is, I just want to thank everyone. And having said that, if the capital investment bill happens to come before the committee, we might have one more meeting. And I see that Representative Houseman is prepared to do that if necessary. So with that, meeting adjourned.